Welcome to jailbreak.
Nice. Nice. Thank you, ladies. Who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. And I went from downtown detention back out into the community, talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So, first of all, get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
So, currently, we're watching politicians playing their roles, denying things that are occurring while the country is getting completely destroyed from the inside out. And get it straight. This is a plan. This is a well laid out plan that they've been warning us about for years. These guys want a great reset. A great reset. It's right up on their YouTube channel. It's been there for 5 years. 2030 is their deadline, and they're going to do what they have to do to destroy the United States from the inside out. So with that being said, I thought it was a good time to put this video out on how to make power when there is no power whatsoever at all, so you can stay in contact with people and sustain yourself when the government completely and totally fails you, because it's already begun. It's all around us. So here we go. So this is what I did. I got hold of every single solitary hand crank, foot pedal, electricity generating apparatus that was portable that I could get my hands on, and I tested all of them, and I'm not even kidding. I tested every single solitary device that they put out that you can possibly buy. Now, bear in mind, there are units you can build yourself, like these guys right here. It's amazing how difficult it is to find any sort of prepackaged electricity-making dynamo hand crank device. But this dude right here actually not only builds this device in a video where he doesn't even speak, he just builds this device, and it appears to be a very high-quality unit. He not only shows you how to build it straight through his own video, but he also leaves a parts list so that you can obtain these parts yourself. That's awesome. I just didn't have the time to do it because I'm taking apart my vehicle and making videos, etc. But if you want to do it yourself, you can watch his video. Links will be below. And like I said, here's the entire parts list. Now, this dude goes an entirely different direction, and he's just repurposing parts that he's got laying around his shop. Now, bear in mind, this dude has 1 million subscribers on YouTube. I'll leave links below also. But he doesn't show a parts list, but he does show you how to make this yourself if you're into that. But for the average person, this is a little bit above your pay grade. At any rate, let's talk about the units that you can actually buy and if they're worth your money, because I bought them all, so you don't have to. And what I was looking for was something that could actually not only charge your cell phone or a laptop, but something that you could use to power up a power station, like this unit right here. My buddy at Off Grid Trek, Renee, sells these things, and I think they're like $700, and they are awesome. That's my EcoFlow Delta 2 sitting on top of it. It's a big unit, but I did find something that could actually charge it. But I'll tell you what, it will take some blood, sweat, and tears to get them all charged up. Well, maybe not blood, but it depends. It depends. You see what I'm saying? But let's take a look at the first unit and the cheapest unit to start with. Hencho and China. Now, this little thing was only $50. I got it on Amazon, and I tested the stuffing out of it, and I'll tell you what, this thing won't last whatsoever at all. It was just incredibly cheaply made, and it wouldn't last. I wouldn't buy it. It did do exactly what they said it would do. It put out 12 volts, no problem, but it's just so poorly made. It's made of tin and plastic, and it would break. Now, if you want to buy something that's going to work during an emergency, you don't want to buy something that's cheaply made and is going to break. So this one is a massive fail. Moving on. So the next one is also Henshou in China, as most things are. And this was only $42. And it seemed to make a, you know, it had all the right things on it. It had built-in connectors for your iPhone, your Google phone. It had a lot of different things going for it. It had a built-in emergency compass. It had a built-in light, I think. And you could also charge wirelessly off the top. It had a built-in solar panel. But the main selling point to me was the little dynamo thing on the very top. And that thing would break if you yelled at it. So this is, you know, this is for people's bug out bags or your hiking bag or whatever. But I'll tell you what, there's got to be a better version out there. I couldn't find it. For $42, if this makes sense to you, it did actually work. And I mean, it's a power bank on its own. So that one is up in the air. I personally wouldn't carry it, but that's your call. This little radio right here looked like a good setup because it did so very many things. It ticked off a lot of boxes, and it was under $100. It was $92 for this unit. My only issue with it was digital. In a real situation where things go horribly wrong, digital could be a major problem. So I got a different setup than this. But I'll tell you what, this does do a lot of things that could be very helpful. And this thing has a small footprint, and it was weatherized. It has USB-C type C's, flashlights built in, and a solar panel on top. That solar panel would take 16 years to charge this thing, but that's neither here nor there. It also has a built-in dynamo and a 2500 milliamp hour battery capacity, which was pretty commendable. $92. The only problem I had with it is when I got it, something inside was rattling around, so it is what it is. But it's a decent setup, and it is what it is. It's $100. But if you need one, it would work, I would imagine, unless there was an EMP. And if there's an EMP, we're all pretty much screwed anyways. But I give that one a C if I was grading these. You see what I mean? Now, the next device you've probably seen in videos I did 10 years ago, or maybe even more than 10 years ago. But this has been around for a long time. It's made by a company called KTOR, and it's called the Pocket Socket. Sadly, the newer iterations don't have an actual 120-volt electrical outlet built into them. The old ones did, and that's the one that I have. But the new ones have a fast-charge USB-C on the USB-C plug on the end. So you can charge a variety of things on this, but I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of work, and when you're cranking the crank, it doesn't crank smoothly whatsoever at all. It cranks in a very awkward motion. It's just really not conducive to making power, sadly. And they're hard to come by. They really are. They're hard to come by. But the job that they're supposed to do, they don't do very well. So I'd have to give this one a D if I were grading things. But in a pinch, I've carried mine for years and years and years. And it will actually charge a DeWalt battery. But you just have to stand there like a jerk for a long time turning that handle. And the whole problem is the handle doesn't run smoothly. It's very, very odd, put it that way. But it's very well built. They sell a lot of these units. And I guess I would give it a C as well, because there's a lot of things that could be improved. But in a pinch, in an emergency, it would actually work. JMO. So now let's look at something that's actually Henshou in America. This thing looks like something I would build if they gave me research and development and an unlimited budget, because this thing is just built so beautifully. I love it. Except it has very limited outputs. It has a USB-C output, and then it has a regular USB output. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why he didn't put a 12-volt cigarette adapter on it, or just two plugs, positive and negative, because this thing cranks out some serious juice, but you got no way to get it to any place, you know what I mean? But it's built like an absolute Lexus. It's beautiful. So what I did here is I hooked up the Zeus using a switch plug, which I'll leave links for below, to a set of alligator clips. I put them on the back of this converter, this AC, the 12 volt to AC converter, and let's see if we can get this to charge that battery. Because if we can get any of these to charge batteries, we're pretty much in business. Do you see what I mean? So let's see what happens. There it is. I don't know what that noise is coming from. I think it's coming from this, which means it's not getting a steady supply of juice, basically. I just have these on here temporarily. I didn't mount this. Nice. You'll notice it has a keyway in it so that it locks on. It is a very, very nice unit. I just can't believe there isn't a 12-volt outlet like on this bad boy. So let's see what we can do here. Can't do it quite steady enough. So long story short, I'd give this thing an A for construction, but I'd give it a C because there was no way to get the electricity that it created to anything. Do you see what I'm saying? The wires I was using to the inverter were just too small, but there isn't any other options. So I ended up packaging it back up, and I was sad. I was sad. First of all, it weighs about 6 pounds. It's a heavy little unit, so it's not really portable. And it comes with two C-clamps, so you can clamp it and mount it to something. If you have this in your shop for charging cell phones, laptops, things of that nature, I'd give it an A. It's perfect. But for portability, not so much. And the fact that the interfaces, you could have just put a positive and negative stud, and then you could run wires or alligator clips, heavier units, to a battery bank or to a solar generator, things of that nature, but you couldn't. I didn't see any advantage to it. Now, the next unit I'm going to show you is, again, Henjo in China, as most things are, but they seem to have solved all the problems. They put everything I wanted in one little package, and it actually holds power inside it. It has an internal battery supply. Do you see what I'm saying? It's amazing. So the Zeus, if you just want to charge a phone or you want to charge a laptop and you've got a place to permanently mount it, it is an absolute A-plus unit built like a Lexus. It's beautiful. Otherwise, I sent it back. Okay, enter the Dragon. This thing for $120... You can buy the exact same unit. It's the exact same unit for $99 all the way up to $200, depending who you buy it from. I got it on Amazon for $120. It came with everything that you see here. And this thing blew me away. The construction wasn't quite as good as the Zeus at all, because the Zeus was made out of CNC machined aluminum. It was badass. But this actually did everything, and it had a great feel to it. You know what I mean? Plus, it had a positive-negative stud on the front, and it came with two cables with large alligator clamps on them. And you can charge this thing, and it's got an outlet right in the side. I mean, come on, man. It has every single interface you'd possibly want. Henjo in China, but the one we get made in America that's beautiful doesn't have all these. Why? Why? Tell me why. At any rate, this thing was pretty phenomenal. Not only did it have an internal battery supply, notice that I had the DeWalt charger plugged into it before I started cranking. It already has an internal battery, which is amazing. The hand crank was well made, and it cranked perfectly. It was cranking very, very smoothly. And then you can use the two plugs on the front and go right over to a battery with C-clamps. It's amazing. And it's got an outlet and a light built into it, and USBs built into it, all for $120. This thing gets an A+ all day. I mean, I don't understand why we can't make one of these in America. But here's the thing. Trying to get your hands on these things is very difficult. Why would that be? Why would they not want you to be able to make power when the power goes out, as it often does? Think about it. At any rate, this thing, A+. Definitely worth your money. All day. Now, the next one, I believe, is also Hensho in China, but for $129, this hand crank generator puts out 30 watts, 0 to 28 volts, and there's a voltage regulator, so you can change the voltage as necessary. I've carried one of these things for probably 15 years, straight up, because it fits into a very small footprint. You can throw it in an EDC, you can throw it in a hiking pack, you can throw it in your glove box. And this thing not only makes power, but it's got an adapter on it that allows you to go to a cell phone, a laptop, a solar generator, or just leaves you an open USB so you can charge whatever you can plug in with the USB. This thing is phenomenal. It's a great little unit. Doesn't have an internal battery, but for $129, the fit, the finish, and the way that this thing works makes it a complete winner. This isn't an A+, it's an A. How about that? Because it doesn't have an internal battery. But it's sad. It's sad. Because why don't we make these in America? We can make them, apparently. We just don't give you any options. You know what I mean? USB-C. And a regular USB outlet, which you have to use all sorts of different adapters. This thing already has them built in, and the voltage is variable. So if you need 12 volts, you're good to go. If you need 24 volts, you're still good to go. The last unit we're going to look at is the K-Tor Pedal Power. Now, I reached out to a bunch of companies that make hand cranks and pedal crank generators, but nobody could give me a price, or they would string me along. And I had to get this video out, especially after the riots out in LA. So this K-Tor floor model is your best bet if you want to fix something to the floor in your house and literally power up large solar chargers, because this thing puts out insane power. But they're also $400 and something, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? For a location, someplace where you can set this up and use it, I'm going to give it an A because it puts out a massive amount of power. Okay, I put a clamp on this to hopefully keep it in place. It is not smooth. It hits a hard spot, then it's easy, then it's hard. Then it's easy. Then it's hard. But, I mean, look at me, pedaling. It's a pain in the butt because it moves all over the place, but it does put out serious power. It's a great unit. They make better units that you can get, but you're talking thousands of dollars, and I can't get somebody to actually say, yes, I'll ship you one if you pay us for it. All they do is talk. I don't get it. For some reason, getting make-your-own power devices in the United States is suspiciously tough to get. But this is definitely a great unit for some place, for a location. It's not portable. So long story short, all of these are viable options. But in an emergency, you don't want something that's necessarily going to break or needs all sorts of adapters, etc. So the two units that I gave the A's to, they're both $120. You know, I'll leave links below. Now, bear in mind, the video that I showed you of the kid from wherever he's from that doesn't speak, he left a parts list, and he is literally making a carbon copy of the Zeus model that I love so much. So there is that. If you've got time and you want to build your own, I'll leave the links for that as well. At any rate, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, leave a comment below, and share this. Or don't. I'm out.